Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Kish. Batting third. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Kish moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kish moves to third. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee fields the ball and throws to Christopher covering. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Moses steals second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling races to the bag and beats Estalella for the out. There's the throw to first, and Nagel drops the ball. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Siebert now playing first base. Bill McGee now playing left field. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. McGee reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Castano for a passed ball. McGee moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Bill Mueller pinch runs for Tony Cuccinello. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Mueller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Nagel moves to second. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Danny Reynolds now playing shortstop. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosar moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 3 in the game. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.